Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
It wasn't exactly the birthday present Larry Fedora expected. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Larry Fedora turned 51 Tuesday, the same day the first knucklehead out there put two and two together and got five. Yes, Fedora was at Oklahoma State for a hiccup in his coaching career, so obviously he must know something about all the sordid controversy unearthed this week by Sports Illustrated. Right? Wrong. Maybe some things were going on in Stillwater, and maybe staff members like Fedora and his two UNC assistants Gunter Brewer and Walt Bell, also there during the infamous window reported, heard about them. But do you have any idea how many stories are floating around out there about coaches? I remember years ago listening to some assistants at Georgia Tech telling the most outrageous story about a young head coach at Indiana named Lee Corso, the same Corso who now puts on those silly mascot heads to pick the winner on ESPN's game day. The stories about Corso were all hearsay, but no one minded passing them around like a bong at a party. But were they true? No question that cheating goes on in college athletics, perhaps more now than ever with the growing sentiment that players should get a piece of the billions they make for their schools. And despite the NCAA's concerted efforts to clean up that cheating, it may be out of control more than ever. Supposedly, some former SEC players were teasing Greg Little last week. You mean you only got 20 grand? How could Les Miles go from Oklahoma State to LSU and win a national championship without a hint of this coming out? Miles neither appears to be a super shark or a brainiac, so if he presided over a program that so blatantly paid players, gave away grades, and used sweet young things as recruiting bait, how is it just coming out in 2013? Fedora seems like a stand-up guy who wants to be a football coach and build winning programs. Like all veteran coaches, I'm sure he's seen it all during his career. Maybe he didn't like what he saw and took the Southern Miss head job. You think he's going to say? Which makes having his name dropped into the middle of this mess for no apparent reason is one hell of a way to celebrate a birthday. This is Archansky. See ya.